And our next contestant is Miss Tasmania. Okay, Miss Tasmania, your question is, what do you say to people who claim you're merely a beautiful face and body without a brain?
Thank you.
What are you watching?
I think it's a United Nations meeting.
It's not the United Nations. It's a beauty pageant.
Are you sure? A minute ago, they asked the ambassador from Spain what she would do for world peace.
She's not the ambassador. She's a contestant.
Oh. Well, I guess that explains why the ambassador from Sweden was juggling. On Melmac, the judges paraded around in swimsuits while a contestant sat in the audience.
Well, why were the judges in swimsuits and not the contestants?
The judges had better bodies. Hey, Kate, I'd like to see you do that.
Plate spinning was never my sport.
Oh, hi, sweetheart.
Hey, you're home early. Where's Rick?
Yeah, where's that jerk with the earring?
He's still at the dance.
Honey, is something wrong?
No, nothing is wrong.
Lynn, what's the matter? Alf, will you turn that thing off?
But it's the loser's production number.
Alf, can't you see that Lenny is upset?
Oh, sorry.
Lynn, what happened?
Rick and I were at the dance. We're having a really good time. And then Cindy Bennett showed up. And Rick asked me if he could dance with her. So I said, I suppose. So he danced with her. The whole night.
Cindy Bennett, is that blonde cheerleader in your yearbook?
Yeah.
Whoa. I mean, she's not as pretty as you. Rick's a jerk for doing what he did.
You know, I don't even blame him. Cindy is gorgeous. Any guy would want her instead of me.
Lynn, that's not true.
Yes, it is.
Oh, honey, I know that you're upset, but, you know, these kind of things happen all the time.
Great. You've given me a lot to look forward to.
That's not what I meant. Let me tell you a little story that might make you feel better. When I was in high school, I was at this dance, and this really cute-looking guy came over and started talking to me. Well, we spent the whole evening together. It was wonderful, until I found out that he had left his date to be with me.
And?
And even though I kept dating him, I always felt that what he did was wrong.
Thanks, Mom. I feel much better now.
Sorry.
Excuse me, but what happened to the girl who got dumped?
It's not important.
Well, not to you. You got your guy.
I think what your mother is trying to say, in her own special way, is that, you know, you're too good for Rick.
Well, I didn't get that at all. Sounds to me like she's being punished for something Kate did.
Don't you have a pageant to watch?
I'm trying to help Lynn.
Well, you're not. Watch your TV show.
Fine. If you need me, Lynn, I'm here for you.
Mom, do you think I'm pretty?
Well, of course you are. You are a beautiful young girl.
You have to say that you're my mother. Dad, if you were my age, would you ask me out?
Well, if I were your age, and you weren't my daughter, and if I weren't married, and if I had a car back then...
See, Dad won't even ask me out.
Willie,
Of course I would. Lynn, you're a wonderful girl. You got a great personality.
Thanks, Dad. That's the kiss of death. Lenny!
I suppose you're gonna blame me for this.
No, of course not. This isn't your fault.
I know. I just wanted to hear you say it.
What's your pageant?
Oh, hey, look! There's John Candy! No, wait. That's Miss Bulgaria. All right. What do you give me for a Mickey Mackerel card?
What are you guys doing?
Trading Booyah baseball cards.
What's Booyah baseball?
It's baseball in Melmac. Instead of a ball, they throw fish guts.
Fish parts? The guts are sold at the concession stand.
Sorry I asked.
These are neat. Did they come with bubblegum too?
Yeah, two flavors. Tabby and Persian.
Hello? Yes? The Miss Southland pageant? I'm sorry, I'm afraid you must have the wrong number.
No, that's for me! You'll have to excuse Aunt Sophie. Sometimes she's here and sometimes we don't know where she is.
What's Alf doing?
I think that he's entered a beauty pageant.
Shh! Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, great! Yeah, no problem. Thanks. Ta-ta.
Are you going to be Miss Southland?
No. Unfortunately, the contest isn't open to professional models. I entered Lynn.
What?
Hold that thought, Kate. You're wearing that?
There's a dress code for taking out the garbage.
Brian, take it out for her. Our little beauty shouldn't be seen carrying trash.
She was ugly enough to take it out yesterday.
I'll give you a dollar.
Okay.
You owe Brian a dollar. Then you should change. The lady from Miss Southland will be here any minute.
What are you talking about?
Connect the dots here. I entered you in the Miss Southland pageant.
What? Alf, why would you do something like that?
Well, isn't it obvious? Tell her why, Kate.
Because he's an idiot.
Thanks for clearing that up. Lynn, I saw how upset you were after that dance thing. And I figured if you won this contest, hey, you'd feel better about yourself.
Well, why didn't you ask me first?
I was afraid you might say no.
You were right.
See, Kate, I'm not an idiot.
I'm not entering the contest, Alf.
But you'll win.
Alf, I want you to call the pageant people right this minute. Tell them that Lynn is withdrawing.
See? Even my own mother knows I wouldn't have a chance.
Oh, real supportive, Kate.
Honey, that's not what I meant.
Look, I'm not exactly beauty contest material.
Sure you are. Hey, you should have heard what they thought about your picture.
What picture?
The one from your Sweet 16 party.
Oh, Alf, I looked terrible in that picture. I still had my braces on.
Don't worry. I whited them out.
Oh, great.
Now, before the contest coordinator gets here, I think we should go over your application.
What application?
The one on the desk.
Alf, why did you say my talent was clog dancing?
Well, it's not singing. I've heard you do that.
I have never clog danced in my life.
Oh, it's easy. I mean, what do? You just clog up a sink and dance around it, right?
Well, if you don't clog up a sink to clog dance...
Then what's the name of the dance where you do clog up a sink?
There isn't one.
Well, I suggest we call it the Funky Elf.
I'm not sending in that application.
Well, too late. They already have a copy.
Forget the contest, Alf.
Fine. Give up the scholarship.
Scholarship?
Give up the car!
Car? What kind of a car?
Well, I'll give you a hint. It's spelled with a Z.
I guess it wouldn't hurt to meet this woman. I think I'll go change.
Alf, just what kind of car is this?
Used. That's spelled with a Z, isn't it? Come course, clod's moving. That's it. Pretend you're mashing boll weevils. Dancing was. Now we're both sick to death of it.
That's it. I'm taking a rest.
There's no time. We only have 6 hours until the pageant.
My feet are killing me.
All right, all right. We could work on your saccharine smile instead.
No. No, please, no more smiling. My face is gonna lock up.
Great!
Alf, you're taking this thing way too seriously. I wanted it to be fun.
Hey, you know what's fun? Cramming for the interview segment. Now, I jotted down a few things that the judges might ask.
Oh, no.
Let's start with the A's. What do Americans and Australians have in common?
I don't know.
All right, I'll give you this one. They both want world peace. Question number two. What do Americans and Albanians have in common?
They both want world peace.
Very good. Question number three. What do Americans
Alf,
and...
I don't want to go through a zillion questions that are all the same.
You don't want to do anything, do you? Why do I even try? I mean, I go out of my way to help someone through a rough period, and do they appreciate it? No, they just complain. You know, maybe Dear Abby was right. Maybe I do care too much.
All right, Alf. What's the next question?
Are you sure this time?
Yes.
Okay. What do Americans and Alpha Centaurians have in common?
They both want world peace.
No! Wrong! The Alpha Centaurians have world peace. What they want is shoes. Come on now, think before you answer. Question number four. What do Americans and I don't believe this. 96 stations, and not one of them is carrying the Miss Southland pageant.
Well, what do you think?
Lynn, you... look stunning.
Thanks, Daddy.
Brian, don't you think your sister looks pretty?
If I say yes, am I gonna have to take out the garbage?
No.
Then I guess she's pretty.
Thanks, Bri. So, Dad, do you really think I have a chance?
Are you kidding? You'll do great.
What do you think, Alf?
Well, as Grandma Shumway used to tell me, if you don't have anything nice to say to someone, don't say anything at all. Then she never spoke to me again.
You don't think I look good?
Well, not as good as you usually do.
What do you mean?
Let's take it from the top. Your hair. What happened to it?
I got a permanent.
You mean it's gonna look like that forever?
No, just till it grows out.
Yeah. That's what they said about this orange dye job of mine. And that dress. You look like you're 22 years old.
I was hoping for 25.
Why don't you go the distance and try to look as old as Kate?
You're gonna go the distance, out the door.
Alf, we think she looks nice.
I do too, but she's lost that natural glow. Now she just looks glamorous.
I'll take that as a compliment. You know, maybe it is the makeup and everything, but I really think that maybe I do have a chance.
You know, I wanted to take a photo of you guys, but now I don't know if I could fit all of Lynn's hair in it. Well, let's give it a shot.
Oh, good idea. Come on, Bri.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right over here.
Oh, wait a minute. Alf, that's my new camera. Maybe I should show you how it works.
If I can hotwire your car, I could certainly work a camera.
You hotwired my...
Will you stop talking? You'll ruin the picture. All right, come on, everybody, get together. And ready? One, two, three, four, five, six.
What are you doing?
On Melmac, we count to 21 before we take a picture.
Come on, Lenny,
seven,
you better get going. We don't
eight,
want to keep those judges waiting.
Nine,
sweetheart, we're going to be back in
ten,
2 hours, right? If you have
11,
any problems, you call Mrs. Osmonic.
12, 13, 14,
14,
thanks, bye.
15,
16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. Perfect. I wonder where they are. It's been over 2 hours.
Well, why don't we play another game? How about hide and seek?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, close your eyes and count to 10.
Right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, Brian, try to find me.
You're supposed to find me.
Well, where are you?
You have to look for me.
Why would I want to do that?
Haven't you ever played hide and seek before?
Yeah, there you are. I win.
We're back.
What happened? Where's your crown?
The winner has it.
Well, get it back from her.
Alf, Lynn didn't exactly win.
Who beat you?
Everybody.
The hair, huh?
Alf, I didn't lose because of my hair. And do you know that there were 4 other clog dancers, including one girl who flew in from the Ozarks?
Lynn, you did your best. You should really feel good about that.
I know, I really thought I had a chance.
Look, the other girls just had more experience than you. They probably entered dozens of these contests.
I guess. You know, I just feel bad about coming in last.
Well, you know, if something happens to those other 32 girls, that crown goes to you.
Thanks, Deb. I'll remember that. If you don't mind, I'm just going to go into my room for a while.
Gee, maybe I should go talk to her. I was the one who entered her in this thing. The least I could do is to try to get rid of my guilt.
It's locked, Alf. Go away.
How'd you know it was me?
Everyone else knocks first. All right. I'm coming, Alf.
Now how did you know it was me?
Look, I don't think I want to talk right now.
You know, my grandma Shumway used to say that people should talk about their problems. She was very wise. She used to go around warning people that Melmac was going to blow up. And she might have escaped the explosion, too, if we hadn't had her committed.
Do you know, I actually got to the point where I thought I might win? Must have been nuts.
You would have won if it weren't for that crazy hairdo.
It wasn't the hair. The other girls were gorgeous.
What are you talking about? You were the prettiest girl there.
How do you know?
Well, because you're the prettiest girl anywhere.
Come on.
I mean it. Lynn, I've been everywhere. From one end of the universe to the other. Through countless galaxies. And in all my travels, I've never seen a more beautiful girl than you.
Thanks, Alf. Dad.
Furball, Willie?
Yeah. Alf. That was very nice.
Hey, it's the truth.
I know. I was just coming in to tell Lynn the same thing.
Dad.
Well, Alf's right, you know. You should have won.
My clog went flying across the stage.
So what?
Yeah, as long as no one was killed.
Look, I don't know what sort of a scoring system those judges were using, but I do know they didn't judge you on any of the important things.
Like what?
Like who you really are. A girl who's warm and caring and who we love. So as far as I'm concerned, you won that contest. I don't think anyone else even came close.
Thanks, Daddy. Yeah.
This is beautiful. Don't move. I'll go get the camera.
Alf, it takes you forever to take a picture.
Don't worry. I'll start counting now. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Hi, Alf.
Hi. Hey, Kate. Do you think I'm good looking?
Yeah, sure.
Well, if you were my age, would you go out with me?
Well, if I were your age and if I weren't married and if we were the same species, I guess so.
Yeah? Where would we go?
I don't know. How about a Rocky film?
Nah, he hasn't been funny since he broke up with Bullwinkle. What else you got?
That was it, Alf.
You know, it doesn't sound like you put much thought into this date.
That's because I haven't.
Well, fine. Why don't we just forget the whole thing, okay?
Fine with me.
Fine. Probably wouldn't have worked out anyway. People would have just stared.